A thought came across my mind last week. And you know one reason, among others, that we should be witnesses and evangelists for him? You know it's a commandment, right? He commanded us to do that. We know it's for us to have compassion for souls. But did you realize that one more reason you should witness for the king is because this is his trophy? Do you realize that? This is the trophy that he is going to receive for his death on the cross. Will you deny the Lord of his trophy? No, think about it. The saints that are pulled out of the kingdom of darkness, this is a trophy the Lord receives for the price he paid on the cross. Will you deny my king this trophy? He said, how much did he go for you? He went all the way for you and for me. Don't deny him this trophy. You see that in the scriptures? Absolutely. You see it in the book of Ephesians. I think it's Ephesians chapter 6. If I'm wrong, please. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. I didn't even know that's where I opened to. It says that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. God's inheritance in the saints. Praise ye the Lord. That's not my subject this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning I'm led to share with us, and my subject, I titled it, The Spoken Word, Faith and Authority. The Spoken Word, Faith and Authority. Authority, there are three forms of authority. A lot of us know. Why I'm going to this, for the sake of our young ones who are here, so they may have a foundational basis. We are going higher, yes, higher. We are going higher, yes, higher. Just hold on a little bit. Hallelujah. You can't understand trigonometry if you don't understand 1, 2, 3 yet. Amen? There are three types of authority. There's civil authority or governmental authority. In Jeremiah 29:7, it's the Lord commanded the Jews. He says, pray for the city I've carried you to be carried onto. He said, pray for that city. That's one reason you want to pray for people who are in authority. So why? So we have peace while we are still here. How many want to be in war while you are still here? I don't want to be in a war. There's nobody wins in a war. If somebody tells you we're going to win, they lost. Because there's devastation everywhere. So pray for the city in which you live. Pray for the government. Pray for them that we may have peace in our own time. Amen? It's the command. Romans 13, 1 to 8 tells us the same thing. And the book of 2 Timothy, you could put that up. 2 Timothy. 1, 2, 3. 2 Timothy chapter, I think it's chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I hope I'm right. No, that's not the one I'm looking for. If you remember that scripture, you can yell it at me. He commands that we should pray for people in authority. That's the summary of it. Okay? Next, also we have, you could write the scriptures down. 1 Peter 2, 13 and 14 tells us the same thing. I'm making these references because of our teenagers when they are being taught they have a basis. If you don't have a basis for what you believe, forget it. Amen? Then there's parental authority. Parental authority. All of us know that the Bible commands the children, it says, obey your parents in the Lord. In fact, the word, the Greek word for honor means to revere, to prize, and to value. Honoring your father and your mother is being respectful on, in word and action, having an inward attitude of esteem for their position. Honoring your parents is the only commandment that has a reward of long life in it. Why did he put as one of the commandments? Young ones, listen to me. It doesn't matter what. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother that you may have long life. It doesn't matter whether they did this or didn't do that. Fulfill. And that's not to say parents. If you have parents that are God-fearing, that love the Lord, honor them. That's not to say your dad says go or your mom says go do something against the word that you should go and do it. No. Honor your father. And that's not your parental father, your biological father, also your spiritual fathers. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So kids, why do we also talk about this reverencing people in authorities in government? We live in a society today that just about everything goes. Young men, as you start driving, where's my son? As you start driving, respect the police officers when they tell you stop. Amen? Look, the young black male is going to extinction, but that will not be our portion. They stop you. Please, I need someone to get my son wherever he's at. As you start driving, the policeman says stop for whatever reason. Stop and respect that badge. He doesn't bear the badge in vain. Yes, sir. Can I see your driver? Saying, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Respect that authority God has put in place. Don't be a guy and start talking back at the police officer. A dead man cannot defend himself. Is that right? A dead man. Young men, listen to me carefully. Respect the police officer. Respect them. Don't be like these kids on the streets who talk back at the police officer and the police officer says one, he says two. The police officer says two, he says three. Don't be that guy. We want you alive. In Jesus' name, and you'll be alive. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Those who honor their parents are blessed. Those who honor their parents are blessed. Amen. In contrast to the depraved minds who do the opposite. You see that in Romans chapter 1 and 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 3. He said in latter days, there's a bunch of wild ones who come on the scene. Can I use the word wild ones? Verse 1, 2, 3. I want to read it to us. Say, this know also in the last days. Are we in the last days? It says, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Say, from such, turn away. Praise ye the Lord. I'm talking to our children, please. Bear these things in mind. Respect the authority that God has put over you. Praise the Lord. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, do you know the scriptures tells us that he was respectful to his earthly parents? That is God in the flesh. Luke chapter 2 verse 51. Luke chapter 2 verse 51. He went about the Father's business. And the scripture says when they found him, he was doing his father's business. The scripture tells us. Luke chapter 2 verse 51. He said, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept these sayings in her heart. He, if God as an example, was submissive to his parents, how much us? Praise ye the Lord. Young ones, do you hear me? there's a blessing of long life associated with it. It doesn't matter how intellectually wizards you are, how smart you are, how wealthy you can be, there's a promise of long life for you as long as you're. And that's not to say, like I said, we should not provoke our kids. Jesus also said, if I be a father in Malachi, he said, where's my honor? So he commands us to honor our parents. The third line of authority is spiritual authority. And that's where I'm going. Spiritual authority. Isaiah 28, verse 9. Let us read. Isaiah 28, verse 9. Say, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. That those who have stopped drinking milk, he would teach. Say, for precept must be upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. Praise ye the Lord. We desire to walk in spiritual authority. Yes or yes? Yes or yes? Amen. There are so many things we hear that we have been taught here. I'm going to add another nugget to this issue of spiritual authority. Let's look at Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. It's a very popular story. I'll just paraphrase it. May God help us. I said, may God help us. Amen. Luke chapter 7, verse 1 through 10. Now, when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews. He didn't even go by himself, beseeching him that he will come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him, saying, him instantly saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. Jesus had authority. They knew that. The man knew that. This Roman centurion. And they started pleading the case. Say, look, this guy built a temple for us. So they were counting the works, all the goodies that this man does. Remember, the Romans were in power over the Jews at this time. They were under subjection of the Jews. Then Jesus, verse 5, he said, for he loveth our nation, and he had built us a synagogue. Verse 6, then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far off from the house, the centurion sent his friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter my roof. So, wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, my servant shall be healed. So just speak the word. My servant shall be healed. Verse 8. He says, for I also am a man set under authority. Think about that scripture. He's saying to us, he is a man himself. He's under authority. Not just under authority. He is a man of authority. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not respect the authority God has appointed over you, you have lost the right to have authority. Even in the spiritual realm. Did somebody hear me? If God places an authority over you and refuse to reverence that authority God has placed over you, you have lost the right to have spiritual authority. How many of us was at the conference table when it was determined who your father would be? Let me see your hands up. How many of us were at the conference table at the decision-making process when it was determined who your parents would be? Can I see a show of hands? Nobody. You were not there. So did not be determined who he will place in a position of authority over you. Ladies and gentlemen, honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with you, that you may prosper, that you may have authority. How many of us predetermined that this place would be your home church before time was? How many of us? Nobody? I want to appreciate everybody who have called this their home church. The 1,000 places, 1,000 churches you could be at. But for some divine direction, appointment, beyond yourself, you chose and you decided, this is where I want to be. I lord you. Praise ye the Lord. There are folks who drive every Sunday hundreds miles to be here. I lord you. I applaud you. We appreciate you. Your expectations will not be cut short. There was a sister I was chatting with the other day. She was seeking the Lord where she should go when they moved over here. Went here, went there, went there, went there. And by the leading of the Lord, she decided this is her home church. I applaud you. And your expectations will not be cut short. We are not in this place to make a name for ourselves by the grace of God. See, the centurion, who is a centurion? It was the smallest unit of a Roman legion. A Roman legion consists of 6,000 soldiers. Each legion was divided into 10 cohorts. And the centurion had 100 soldiers under him. So you can see a hierarchy. Do you see the words I'm using here? That's the definition. It says legion. It says cohorts. Any of us familiar with these languages when we start praying? There's a man who was possessed. He says legions. Amen? Sometimes we pray, we say the cohorts of hell. I hear what I'm saying? This man reveals something to us. He's himself a man under authority. He was under the authority of Rome. The Roman centurion is the smallest unit of the Roman army. But he had power. He had authority. He had the authority of Rome behind him. He had a badge under him. As Christians, a lot of times we fall short of exercising our spiritual authority because we dishonor the authority God has placed in our lives. Did you hear me? we lose the right to exercise authority of God. There are other things, please. I'm just addressing one subject here, authority. Let us respect the authority God has placed in our lives. Amen. We spoke a few times ago, I was meditating on this. The church, we call it God's embassy on earth. Am I right? This will be a short sermon. Am I right? God's embassy on earth. Spiritual authority, let's divide it into two. At home, amen, and in the church. At home, I'll just give you the scripture because a lot of us know this. Ephesians 5, 21, 33. Maybe you read one or two so that we can see the hierarchy God has placed. It's not man. You see, Paul said something. Peter was talking about Paul. He said that deep things this man Paul saw that was hard to be understood, that the unlearned, they wrestle with to their own destruction. Amen? That's Brother Peter writing. Paul was caught up to the third heaven, and he wrote a few things in the book we call the Bible. He said some of the things he saw was unlawful, if he wrote it down. Unlawful by human standards. Amen? Have you read it in scriptures? Have you read it? Yes. It says unlawful. And Peter coming to refer to this also. I think it's in 2 Peter chapter 2. I think it's 13:17. Second Peter chapter 2. That one says, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to kings or to supreme. Now, Second Peter chapter 2, verse 13, 17, go down to 17. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. That's not the one I'm looking for. When I get there, I will go back to that. Second Peter 1:3. Sorry about that. First Peter. I get so excited. I'm trying to calm myself down when I'm preaching. I get a little wound up and I begin to jump up and down. Somebody wants to say, Peter, calm down. Praise ye the Lord. But you know what? I don't be Peter. I don't want to be like Mike. I don't want to be like Paul. I just want to be Peter. God gave birth to you as an original. You don't want to see him. You don't want to be a duplicate of anybody else. Praise ye the Lord. You want to be yourself. There are no two are snowflakes the same. There are no two fingerprints that are the same. All right. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Verse 13 of First Peter chapter 2. We're talking about what God has placed in the home. Say, likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husband. In subjection to who? Not to the pastor. I'm not saying disrespect the pastor. say, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. In other words, this man be an Abigail. Amen. Even when the man is not doing what he's supposed to do. Well, any of you at the table, those of us that are married, did you predetermine when you are 6, 7, 8 years old that you are going to marry X or Y? Did you sit at the table when the determination was made? You were not there. As time went on, the Lord led you. So if you have decided this is your spouse, the Bible is saying, let us reverence whoever the Lord has appointed. And what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I know we know all these things, but I have to do it, bring it out, because we have younger folks who may be in their 20s who will be determining they're going to get married at one point in time or the other. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. Ephesians chapter 5. It says, submitting yourself, verse 21, submitting yourself one to another in fear of the Lord. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the Lord. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. So we have Christ, we have the wife, we have the children. That's the order. I didn't put it in that place. And he also commands the men. He says, love your wives as what? Christ loved the church. He loved the church so much that he died for the church. Amen. Let us, we are joined heirs with Christ. In honor, also he says, preferring one another. It's not saying you should come and be a boss and trample over your wife. No, sir. No, sir. Far be it. We are heirs and joined heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm not, don't say, hey, he's a male chauvinist. Nah. No. Praise the Lord. So that is the order God has placed. If you dishonor this order God has placed, you know, we live in a society today that right has become wrong and wrong has become right. How many of us know that? If we have to honestly be in alignment and have authority in our prayers, in our day-to-day activities, we have to honor the authority God has placed in our lives, period. If we don't, see, in, I think 1 Corinthians, he said first, there was first the natural and then the spiritual. There was a first Adam. There was then the second Adam, Christ. God has set these things in place for us. As we bear the image of the natural, we shall also bear that of the supernatural. Amen. Amen. If we want to have authority in our prayers. How many of us are used to these scriptures we quote a lot of times when we are praying? With a show of hands, let me know. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. How many of us are familiar with that scripture when we pray? Amen. We war not against flesh and blood, against principalities, spiritual wickedness. How many of us are familiar with our scriptures? We quote every time we pray. Amen? Okay. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down of all strongholds. Amen? How many of us are familiar with our scriptures? Amen? All of us, when we pray. Ladies and gentlemen, outside of prayer, what are you saying? Outside of prayer, what are you saying? To your children, to your spouse, about the authority God has placed in your life, about the authority God has placed around you. If you do not respect and revere the authority God has placed in your natural life, you have lost the right to have spiritual authority. Can somebody say amen? If God placed the authority there and you dishonor it, you've lost the right. We said nobody was in the conference room when it was determined who your parents would be. Nobody raised their hands up. Or your spiritual fathers. Nobody raised their hands up. For some reason, deep was calling on to deep. There's something inside you that was calling to deep. And you heard a word, and this person or this ministry became like a magnetizing force that magnetized you to this teaching, to this apostle, to this ministry, or what have you. There's something was deep called. I had nothing to do with you. Under normal circumstances, you could have gone to any other place, but you chose to be here. You didn't make that predetermination. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We have read this story of the sons of Sceva. How many remember that story? Amen? The story of Paul, I think, is in Acts chapter 19, if you want to refer to that. I think it's Acts chapter 19. If I'm wrong, just search it out. They saw Peter and Paul them doing some miracles. And they say, in the name of Peter who, in the name of Jesus who, Paul preaching, in the name of this who does preach, say, come out. And what happened to them? They kicked them out, scattered them naked, and boom, they were out. Amen? He said, Paul, I know. Peter, I know. But you? I don't know you. I don't know you. These folks who are saying all this stuff, they had no authority. A lot of times, men and brethren, our prayers are hindered because of this simple thing. The authority God has placed in our lives, we are dishonoring it. And the demons just put their hand in their pocket. They may not kick you out naked and what have you, or kick us out naked and what have you. But they just wouldn't listen. Because they know the life that you live outside of the church. Outside of your comfort zone. Outside of my comfort zone. What are you saying when you are angry? What are you saying if you are living in heavenly places by Christ Jesus, with Christ Jesus? I'm scared. If what you say comes to pass when you are angry, my God, what will happen to your children? What will happen to your spouse? What will happen to your generations yet unborn? Is somebody listening to me? Is somebody listening to me? If you are sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and the words that we speak, he said, behold, they are spirit and they are life. They will do what we command it to do. I'm scared. I am scared that if I say something comes to pass, what would it be? If you commanded something to your child and your child became a cockroach and you can't revert it, what will happen? I'm calling us to book in terms of the pronouncements we make to one another, in terms of the pronouncement we make concerning the authority God has placed in our life. Is somebody listening to me? Because we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Because you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, you got to watch what you say with your mouth at any point in time. You may be talking to a generation yet unborn, and you are cursing that generation because of the spoken word. So the words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life.
Proverbs say, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Am I right? Life and death is the power of the tongue. Whatever you say, you're going to eat it. It's going to be so. There's a man of God one day, Branham. He spoke a squirrel into existence. He loved hunting. He spoke a squirrel into existence. Period. And the squirrel came into existence. A squirrel. One day, he had an argument with his spouse. And the wife slammed the door on his face. Oh, he said, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that. Anybody remember the story? If you remember the story, raise your hands up. If you read it in the book, say it's not just me. You know what happened to the wife? Instantly she had cancer. Am I right? Am I right? Those of us who have read the book. Ladies and gentlemen, am I right? So I have three witnesses, not just me. He had to get on in his knees and start praying for this wife so that his situation will be reversed. Yes, his situation was reversed. I'm employing us as we move in into this coin of God, to this depth that God is calling us into. Let us begin to extend mercy to one another. Is somebody with me? Let us begin to extend this mercy that God has extended towards us, unto our spouses, unto our children. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you say. Praise ye the Lord. If God's going to use us, you see, God is not going to come down to do the miraculous. He's going to use you and you and you and you and me to do the miraculous. Amen? We, you, your children, say, "Yah shall be for signs and for wonders." Amen? If they are looking for somebody in your street, they should come look for you. Because you are named by Christ Jesus. You should be Jesus walking your streets, and people need to know you by name. Not because you are going to church every Sunday. Praise ye the Lord. The words that we speak are powerful. Very powerful. We compare the church as God's embassy on earth. I want to create a picture in your mind. Let's look at the natural embassy. In the natural embassy, see the embassy of the United States in Ghana. Amen? In that embassy, there are different workers. You have the ambassador. You have the personal assistant to the ambassador. You have a trade attaché. You have the military attaché. You have this, you have that, you have that. Each of them having their own respective duties to play in that embassy. If it comes to the notice of the ambassador, for the ambassador, that this guy who's a military attaché is talking to the ambassador of Russia about certain military things going on, what do you think would happen to that military attaché? What is he called? A spy. Amen? Talk to me, somebody. He's called a spy. He's called a snitch. And what happens to him? The ambassador calls him. Either reprimand him if it's something little. If it's something big, he may be called to the Home Office. First Corinthians, chapter 11. May God help us. It says, for this reason, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29 and 30.
He was talking about the breaking of bread and everything down there. Verse 29 says, for this reason, for this cause, many are weak, sickly among you, and many sleep. For verse 29, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Can you relate? You are an ambassador to a kingdom of God, to a kingdom that rules over all kingdoms. And you play a part in that kingdom. By the words of that, you are saying, you have been a snitch to the kingdom of darkness, and you are part of the kingdom of light. What do you think starts happening? Those demons are not answering you nothing. After you finished saying all the bad stuff, and then you get on your knees, and then you are praying in the name of Jesus, we war not against flesh and blood. Demons are just laughing. Because you have a misplaced, you have been a snitch within a kingdom, within the embassy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If that happens in the natural, we see the same thing within the church for which we are ambassadors. Has somebody done stuff like that before? Gossiped? Said some evil about somebody in the kingdom? Amen? And then we turn around and then we are praying and you expect things to happen. It's not happening because of this little thing. I'm just talking about authority right now and the spoken word. And the spoken word. I'm calling us. I'm calling you. I'm calling me to book because we are ambassadors, members of the embassy of Christ. Hallelujah! Who's a member of the embassy of Christ? Let me see your hands up. Not everybody here? Come on, if you don't know him yet, then how many of us are members of the embassy of Christ? I am. I am a member and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because the power of God unto salvation. But we thank God. There is a way out. There is a way out. It says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. See, if a man like Daniel chapter 10. How many of us would love to be a Daniel? Just think about it. Think about that man's life, man. Daniel and the Hebrew boys. Awesome stories. They were in the lion's den. And the lion couldn't eat them up. The fire couldn't consume them. And they stood against the monarch, Nebuchadnezzar. And didn't back down. Under the penalty of death. Under the penalty of death. How many of us in this house will be convicted of being a Christian? Would there be enough evidence in the book to convict you of being a follower of Christ? It's a question you have to personally answer. Some of us bend our rules, bend our standards when people are around. But a new day is starting for each and every one of us. Some of us bend our standards of what we know is right. In the presence of this brother, this big brother, this big uncle, this big sister, this uncle, this brother, don't back off your faith for anything. If in simple things, you can't stand your grounds, how about the swelling of Jordan? Ha ha! Even simple things. You are shying away from your faith. You don't want people to know. May the Lord remember us. May he count us worthy. It's not of him that willeth, of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. If a man like Daniel, praying like no man's business, didn't back off. In Daniel chapter 10, he said from the first day he started praying, his prayers were answered, and emissaries were sent forth to bring the reply. What happened? He said the prince of Persia withstood him for 21 days. Michael had to stand up and intervene in the situation. And this is a man who understood his place and position in Christ. How about those of us who are just playing cat and mouse? How about those of us who today are 1 foot in, tomorrow 1 foot out? Today 1 foot in, tomorrow 1 foot out. When you are at school, young man, do people know that you're a Christian? Are you identified with the Christ? Or when they are using every four-letter word, you are there because you want to belong. I'm talking to somebody. What are you listening to on your radio? What are you watching on the net? Praise the Lord. There's a way out, however. Amen? It's always a new day he gives us. The Bible is God's instructions to us. It's the manual of the embassy. Can somebody say embassy? What's the manual to our embassy? What's the title of the manual? I didn't hear somebody. What is the Bible? B-I-B-L-E. It's called the Word of God. The acronym B. Basic instruction before leaving earth. When we get over there, we don't need the Bible. How many of us? Because there'll be no darkness there. It shall be all light there. There's a song we used to sing. There is no night there. It'll be all day there. Hallelujah. There's no night there. Oh, for Jesus is the light of the heavenly city bright. Hallelujah, there's no night there. There will be no night there. There will be no crookedness there. Everything will be new. Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. B-I-B-L-E. You know what that means? B for Bible. I for instruction. B for what? Before. L for leaving. E for what? Earth. Basic instruction before leaving earth. So that's our manual for the embassy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you are volunteers. Nobody forced you to come join this embassy. You are volunteers. Amen. Amen. If somebody forced you, you go back. It's a question of time. If your parents dragged you here, you have to know the God of your fathers. You have to. You may look like they are dragging you here right now, but you will get it eventually. Praise ye the Lord. In conclusion, what's a solution? We're going to pray today. We're going to pray today. Bible tells us, confess our faults one to another, and the body will be healed. If peradventure you have said something, if you say something that will spoil the moment and you are when you are angry, ask for forgiveness. Immediately. counter that order you have given. Am I talking to somebody? If you say something, you find that it's against this manual called BIBLE, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth, immediately announce it in the air. Let the birds of the air take it. Let the principalities that be in place take it and counter it immediately. If you curse somebody, open your mouth and counter it. Because the words you speak are spirit and they are life. Counter it. If I say you, this and you are this and this and that, immediately say in the name of Jesus, I counter what I've said. I've said this, this, this and that and that and that. Counter it immediately so that it doesn't come to pass. Because the watchers, they are waiting. He said, you know, here's what Peter said concerning this. Now he has, because he seated in heavenly places, I can go ahead and carry it out. Is somebody with me? We are spirit beings, ladies and gentlemen. What you see is just a carcass on the outside. What we say, because we are living with Christ Jesus. Have you said something you ought not to say to your son, to your daughter, to your children, to your spouse? A new day is starting for us today. In Jesus' name. So don't open your mouth and don't give a generic order. When you spoke and heavens heard it, it was not a generic order you gave. You gave a specific order. Say you, look at you. Your eyes like this or that or that or that. Or this or that. Whatever it is you said, that is counter the word of God. Because in the beginning, everything he made, Jesus said, was beautiful in his time. I saw your daughter, you toss or saw. Say, look at you. You look like, no. So we began to counter those things. Because there are policing agents that take hold. Say, that's what he said. And I can go and execute it. So you need to redeploy those emissaries. Am I talking to somebody? You need to redeploy them from carrying out and executing your orders. Because we are seated with Jesus Christ. Every time we pray, Jesus commands us to forgive. Forgive, and you be forgiven. Forgive, and you forgiven. Forgive. If you do not forgive, will you not be forgiven? When I pray, I say, Lord, please, peradventure, what I've said or what this happened, please, forgive me. Because I want, how many people want the Lord to put into remembrance what you have done? Eh? God forbid, Barton. Thank you, sister, for this point. I'm telling you, you don't want, if God was to remove for 1 second his mercy from my life or from your life, where would you be? Just 1 second. Say, Lord, you know what? I'm on my own. Just give me space for 1 second. Praise the Lord. Two, as we go in prayer, I want us to, every time we go in prayer, plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Every time. Because the blood of Jesus washes us from all unrighteousness. It's not of works that any man should boast. Amen? So cover yourself. Maybe the errors of omission or commission, things inadvertently said, cover the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, when I see the blood, I will pass over. I will pass over. I will pass over your shortcoming. Praise you, the Lord. How many things have I mentioned? Counter whatever you say. Don't make a generic countering. Be specific. If you somebody offends you and you said something that's wrong, hey, this is what I said, Lord, please. I send this agent to deploy everything I've said. To counter it. Let it not come to pass. You got to be specific. You are specific when you are saying some bad words to your son, to your child, to your spouse. Say the same thing and cause it. Make the contrary prediction. Based on the word of God. and see things start changing. Everything the devil meant for evil, the Lord will turn it around for your good in Jesus' name. I said, plead the blood of Jesus every time we pray. It's not time only that we are praying. Wherever you are at, remember what you are saying is a prayer. If we are all cognizant of that fact that whatever it is we are saying may come to pass, will come to pass because we are spirit beings, because we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, because the spirit of battle of our warfare is not carnal but mighty through God pulling down strongholds. As you pull them down, you can set them up too. Do you realize that? He said, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Is it only when we are praying? No. In our regular activities, there are several other things. I said also forgive. Amen? So you can be forgiven. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We could go on and on. But I speak to the wise. I speak to the wise. Say, behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. And my reward is with me to give every man, to give every man according as his work shall be. I come quickly. Praise the Lord. Benny over there, please. I want you to play that piece of music for me. See in the blood. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinner has come beneath that, and all their sins are washed away. Are you there? Please play that piece for me. If you're here, say there's a fountain. There is a fountain. Is a little bit, just down a little bit. Could you turn it down a little bit, please? This morning, I want us to remember the blood of Jesus Christ, all that matters. You lose your stains as you come. If you have said anything, anything whatsoever to anybody, and you want the slate wound clean, I want you to come and join me here. But before you do, please, I'm going to ask the indulgence of the church. I want us to lift our hands and also pray for Mama. In the next few weeks, they're going to have a huge occasion. I want us to pray for her, her health, extended family. I'm going to ask if Brother Austin will lay his hands upon her and pray for her in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Yato, are you there? Please, I want you to come and join us and pray for Mama, her children, her grandchildren, her life. Anoint her. Every plan and machination concerning her, concerning her children, will not see the light of day. He said, if two of us shall agree concerning anything we ask, it shall be done. He said, it shall be done. Is somebody with me? Anybody in agreement with us, please? Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for Mama. She's your daughter. We are asking for mercy, long life, all the plans of the enemy to shorten our lifespan. Today, We reverse it. We bind the spirit of death. Pack your load and go. Not in her life, neither in the children's life. She will live to enjoy her children. Lord, we call for good health. Lord, anything warring against her life, today, we bind those spirits. Be bound in the name of Jesus. Go back to the pit you came out from. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we release light, life, light, life of Jesus to permeate to every aspect of your being. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, even a time of celebration, it will be celebration, no mourning. Lord, it will not be the plans of the enemy. It will be your own plan. What you've ordained concerning her life. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release health now. Jesus Christ's health is your health. Jesus' life is your life. Jesus' strength is your strength. And I said to this body, receive strength abundantly. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be unto you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. Say, there's a fountain filled with blood. And everyone that comes to it. If you have said anything inadvertently, your angry moments, I want you to come and join me up here. Let us pray together. If you say we have not sinned, we lie against the truth. And the truth is not in us. Sometimes we are angry. We have said things we do not mean. There is an anointing for every service. There is an anointing for every service. And the Lord breaks every yoke in the name of Jesus. I've said things I didn't mean, but it's a new day today. Praise ye the Lord. Pray. If you have said anything against the leadership in your life, against the pastor, he said, he that believes a prophet will receive the gift of a prophet's reward. If you have said anything about the leadership, I want you to come and join us here in prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Please, could you come? Just come closer, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Could you call our brother Yato for me, please? Hallelujah. I want each and every one of us here who have said something that you really didn't mean, I want you to tell the Lord about it. Say it to him, whatever it is you have said you didn't mean. And now begin to counter it based on the word of God that you have heard. That will not come to pass. Whatever it is you have said that's against this instruction, the B-I-B-L-E. And here's an opportunity also for those of you that have never accepted the Lord into your life, that want to be a member of this embassy of Christ. I want you to come out here also. You've not taken Christ the first step. He said, if you are ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father who is in heaven. He will wash all the sins away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want each and every one of us to kneel. Please kneel down. I'm going to ask Pastor to pray for each and every one of us here. Hallelujah.
Our Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you for the precious flow of the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, because you said if we confess our sins, you You are faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Not only to cleanse us from our sins, but also cleanse us from the spirit of unrighteousness. Father, we thank you, Lord, today because Jesus Christ has come into our lives to make this difference in us, that we may bear, even as we have borne the image of the earthly, that we may also bear the image of the heavenly. Hallelujah. Therefore, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, because you said in your word that we have to keep this, our tongue, under check. It contains poison sometimes. It's poisonous, but it can also contain life. We reject the spirit of poison and death in our lives and in our mouth in the name of Jesus. And we submit. He said, even as you have submitted your members as instruments of unrighteousness in the past, even so now, that we may submit our members as instruments of righteousness unto life. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, thank you for the coals of altar, of fire from the altar. Let it touch our tongues in Jesus' name. Let us be branded by the Holy Ghost fire in the name of Jesus. Cleanse even our hearts, Lord, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Cleanse even our hearts, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. For the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. But we thank you, Lord, because you said in your word, this is the covenant that I will make with them in those days, said the Lord. That I will give them a new heart. Hallelujah. And I will write their laws in my heart, in their hearts, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for writing your laws in our hearts. Give you all the praise and glory. For every word that we have spoken unadvisedly, every idle word that we have spoken, the scripture says, we shall stand in judgment of this word. Lord, we confess anything that we may have spoken that's contrary or unadvisedly with our mouths, and we confess them. And we ask, O Lord, that you take control of our lives, take control of our speech, take control of our thoughts. Let the words that come out of our lives be life and spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, we give you the praise and give you the glory. Wash us, O Lord, clean, and we shall be washed. Lord, regenerate us, and we shall be regenerated. Cleanse us, O Lord, and we are cleansed. And we declare in the name of Jesus that we are cleansed. We declare that our tongue shall speak the praises of God, that our tongue shall declare life and peace and spirit and good things. We declare that we shall be quick to give an answer for the reason of the hope that's in us. And we declare that only good and perfect things according to the will of God shall come out of our mouths. We declare that our mouth shall be a fountain of life and peace and joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we'll give you all the praise and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It says, whose sins wipe out, is wiped out. So a new day begins for each and every one of us. The glory of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Looks like I've been to church today. Amen. If you are blessed, let's give him a shout and give him a thunderous ovation to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.